Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I'm not going to read that Champ and Chump nomination from a Packer fan. No, thank you. Give zero F's what you think. Oh. Rob writes in, Champ, Green Bay's GM for trading for Micah Parsons. Boss move that will win them the division. Chump, Brad Holmes, that L is on him. His light is dimming. Okay, I mean, you understand the finances of what came with signing him, right? And that the Lions, what is really interesting is they signed J-Mo, and there was the report that said that they were unable to come to terms with Hutch. So obviously they were hoping to be able to use some of their available cap space on the players that they are hoping to re-sign. And look, I mean, I guess you could basically trade Parsons for Hutch and go roll with them for a couple of years here, but there are other players that they're trying to sign too, and eventually we'll have to, and Branch and Laporta. You can't, it's not illogical to go out and draft good players who produce for you and then want to re-sign them. That's not illogical. You might have done it a different way, but that is not an illogical way to build a team and to try and win a Super Bowl. Draft well and re-sign your best players and populate your roster with other good, cheaper draft picks. But, you know, I mean, some people would do it differently for sure, and they express that quite loudly. Other things that happened this weekend. So it's probably about 6 years in a row I've been saying, boy, Aaron Rodgers is really going to lose some zip on his fastball. He threw four touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, I know. It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a lot of it. Watching on Red Zone, he looked good. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really pulling for the Jets. I thought the Jets had it, but you gave him an opportunity to win it, and he did. The Jets are trying to come back at the end. They just didn't have enough time. That's the other side of this. Justin Fields, he looked great.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for them, they ran out of time, and Aaron Glenn, which I was rooting for, and Breece Hall ran for over 100 yards. He looked good. But Aaron Rodgers, damn that guy.
Long and season, but yeah, that's a hell of a start.
For him, it is a hell of a start. He hit his guys in stride for the most part. There were a couple of clunkers he threw in there, but otherwise he really did look good. And DK Metcalf with him, that's dangerous. All the speed that DK Metcalf has, that could be troublesome. But I don't know how good Pittsburgh is as a whole, as a team. But they certainly went with the over-the-hill gang for sure. They've got a bunch of veteran players that they signed in the offseason.
Was the most surprising score of the weekend Colts 33, Dolphins 8?
That was up there. But we saw the Dolphins, and they did not look good.
No.
I think the most surprising is the Packers 27, Lions 13.
Yeah, maybe. Daniel Jones, quarterback rating, 87.6.
That's
his QBR. Sorry, his QBR. His
quarterback rating is probably well over 100.
Yeah. The guy who was going against QBR, 2.7. 248-539-9797.
Who is that? Who are they playing again?
Let me go look it up here. It was the Dolphins and their quarterback. Click on roster. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Zach Wilson got in the game. He went 5 of 8 for 32 yards. Daniel Jones, by the way, his quarterback rating was 115.9 in that game.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. I getting back and watching Red Zone, I was so happy. Just watching NFL football again. Yeah. And games that matter.
And it's just getting started, season. Right?
Yeah. and reminding myself there are players I'm curious about who's going to do what. And hey, here's Travis Hunter out there playing both ways and making plays. He's all excited and exuberant to make it happen. You've got new quarterbacks. There's Cam Ward, and Cam Ward looks good. And watching the second year Bo Nix, he looks good. It's just the league's in good hands.
Let's see. Champ, the Lions receiver, made the phenomenal catch in the end zone.
It's Isaac Tislav.
Yep. Chump, Brad Holmes for not getting Micah Parsons to help out Aiden and help take us to the next level. Defense wins championships, from Chuck and Trent.
All right, Chuck, would you have given Micah Parsons that contract?
It's kind of what you needed to do.
And then you got to sign Hutch? You're going to give both edge rushers $100 million?
And I disagree with defense wins championships. Defense used to win championships, but... Champ, Isaac Tesla, Chump, Brad Holmes, for letting us in so many words, we as fans didn't know what we were, for telling us in so many words that we as fans didn't know what we were talking about for two off seasons and on adding a pass rusher. It's from Terrell at Work.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you what know why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I feel like some people are obsessed with the pass rush and not obsessed with all the winning that's taken place. Pass rush helps, okay? It does help. Their pass rush was fine last year before Hutch got hurt. And they did bring back a player they didn't have last year for the season in Davenport, who isn't hurt yet. And Hutch is just getting back up to speed.
But it's what we're told.
I didn't love it. Okay, let's be clear. I didn't love what happened yesterday. But there's a lot of season to be played.
The problem I had with yesterday, it's not just that they didn't get home; it's they got no pressure. I don't know how many times that Jordan Love was actually pressured on 22 pass attempts. It didn't seem like many. Like there was one drive I remember that it looked like in the second half, Lions got some pressure, but they also dialed it up a little bit, bringing some other players in.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that front four, they didn't get pressure on him. Hutchinson was like a complete non-factor, as was Davenport for that matter. And it was strange because we saw in practice, and it wasn't a practice against their own guys, it was practice against the Miami Dolphins, practice against the Houston Texans. And Hutchinson was a problem in practice. He was no problem in the game on Sunday. Now, hopefully it's just one game. It's a one-off. I don't know. But that was concerning to me.
Colton Pouncey of The Athletic had the numbers this morning that said the updated numbers were the Lions only had 6 pressures, second fewest in the entire league for week one.
It's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible.
It's terrible. Does he have how many the Packers had?
No, he does not. It was just the Lions one.
Well, how many times did Jared Goff
drop back to pass? Yeah, because it would be intriguing to talk to Jared and get his take after a day of looking at the film.
39 passes, I would say there was probably 25 pressures.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. Maybe felt I'm like selling a lot. It short.
Felt like a lot. And look, you know, they'll sit down, they'll look at the film. I'm intrigued at the tenor of what Jared's going to sound like. Because he's usually very honest and open with us about things that are problems that are fixable, problems that are real. See how he attacks that interview. Because you know, we've gotten some good stuff out of him over the years. And Dan Campbell's been good too. Dan Campbell will be on the morning show tomorrow. So make sure you're listening to that. Champ, Jake Bates, player of the game. Chump, Sherrill Moore for not allowing Underwood to throw the dang ball. That's from Andrew and Livonia. My champ and chump, champ is Isaac Tesla, chump Tony Romo for mentioning about 310 times that Micah Parsons is a Packer. We get it. He's on the Packers.
Yeah, they really play that card quite a bit. And I'd want to know where he was on the field too as a viewer.
Yep.
But, you know, I think they overstated the impact. Thought he was impactful in the 15 plays he was in the game or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it was... You know, the second coming out there. he was as impactful as anybody else was on that team.
And look, he's not up to speed yet. This first game doesn't mean that you know, we have the book on what he's going to be there.
If he gets healthier.
I don't think he impacted the results because no. The results, it was so lopsided. I'm not sure that his presence was the reason why what happened.
Yeah, if he actually gets healthier as the season goes on, if this back thing is not a problem at all, mm-hmm. He is a problem. He's a massive problem.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.